Welcome to the Spirit Connection Podcast. Doug Addison is currently on sabbatical during this season, and while he's away, we want to share a clip from one of our monthly mentoring sessions. These Zoom meetings are a great place to receive impartation, get encouraged, and meet believers from all around the world. Our powerful guest speakers will pray and prophesy over you, and you'll receive keys to your destiny and calling. Chains are falling off, and many are going on to the next level. If you're interested in becoming a part of this community, just go to dougaddison.com/timeoff. We hope you enjoy this episode.
You know, I want to read that Isaiah 60. That is so powerful. And that's where we're at today. Like I said, it's really dark around the world right now. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. But the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. So see, that's it. You need to be the light in the dark place, because his glory is already there. So make yourself available for all that he wants to do through you. Okay, if it's to speak to somebody, it may be to, what do they call it, pay it forward. You might be at the grocery store and the person in front of you, they may not have enough money. I've been in that position before. Didn't have enough money. I start putting, well, okay, I'll just get this or this. And somebody paid for my food, you know. I mean, that's doing the will of the Father. That's taking care of the widow and the orphan. That's doing something that a lot of people won't do. They'll stand there and patiently wait while the people are putting their food back. But, you know, we can pay it forward. What is the Lord really calling us to do? So today is the day of salvation, Isaiah 49:8-9. They can no longer sit in darkness. They must arise and shine, allow his light to shine forth. He said, allow my life to flow through them and my glory to rest upon them. So that is where we are. You know, we need to be the light in the dark place. We need to be so in tune with what Holy Spirit is doing. And like I said, sometimes it's not popular because people oftentimes don't want to hear truth. They would prefer that you tell them something. Well, I'd say it's a lie. You know, it's just different. You just tell them whatever they want to hear. And you fill up a lot of pews in the church, but it's not, I'd rather have a few people, I don't have my own church, but if I did, I'd rather have a few people visiting and then really to get the meat and potatoes, okay, really get them filled up and filled with the Holy Spirit, and they, you release them, they go do the work of the gospel, the greater works. And that's the thing, we're called to do the greater works. It's not just doing the work. We're at the time, and I see that coming, where the Lord told me many, many, many years ago that there's going to be such a move of the Holy Spirit in the earth that once somebody gets saved, they are not going to turn back. Okay? It's going to be such a dramatic experience. And I think some of the folks, like I see the like wounded warriors on TV, you know, they're minus legs or arms or, you know, whatever, and can you imagine if you come across one of these folks and the Lord stirs your heart to pray for them and right in front of you, their arm grows out or their leg, whatever, you know, what a testimony is that going to be? And their family members, what's it going to do to them? You know, you can't deny what God does. And I know there's still denominations that don't believe that God speaks. They don't believe that God heals. Can you imagine if one of their family members or themselves had a terminal disease and they came across Christ in you, the hope of glory, and you prayed for that person, they were healed? What would that do to that pastor and the congregation? See, those kind of things are going to take place. These kind of things are taking place around the world. A lot of third world nations they're having great revivals and salvations, and we're still over here sitting in the darkness. So it's up to us to let our light shine It's his light. He's like the jailbreak. That's why I said he wants to make a jailbreak. Come out of us, okay? We've got to get out of this residential entrapment that we've kept him in. We have got to be one with him, and he wants to come out and shine forth through us.
Go to DougAddison.com/timeoff. We're asking right now, we're asking the Lord to raise up 1,000 people to donate or partner with us, $55 a month, 1,000 people to partner, $55 a month. And that will help us stay going. Enlight Connection is not closing. We have some monthly mentoring sessions already set up. We've already had some powerful, powerful people. In fact, we just had evangelist Sean Smith, friend of mine, and Brian Simmons, the Passion Translation. He just did a session with us. So you become part of our partnering program, then you can be part of the monthly mentoring sessions that are still going, and it'll keep us going as well. We need your prayer as well. So we're under Harvest International Ministries. Apostle Papa Cheon and Tony Kim did a session. Okay, he's the vice president. But go to DougAddison.com/timeoff, and you can see the details of that. If you can't do the $55 a month, you can't partner to any gift. In fact, we are really just seeking the Lord right now to get the breakthrough that we need right now in Jesus' name. Thank you for your goodness, Lord. We ask that you would open up things over all of us in Jesus' name.